ただいまよりジャパニーズポッド101をお知らせします。ピッピッポーン。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, Celebrity Survival Phrases, Lesson 2. Natsuko-san, ようこそ Celebrity Survival Phrases へ。
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you. よろしくお願いします。Natsuko-san, it is great to have you here.
I was looking forward to being here.
Yeah, and we were looking forward to having you.
Thank you.
Now, this is kind of an interesting concept, this series working on, Celebrity Survival Phrases.
Mm-hmm.I heard that a lot of celebrities appear here.
Yeah. Well, appear here. And as long as there's no lawsuits, they'll keep appearing here. But once the lawsuits and the cease and desist emails start arriving, we'll probably scale back.
Really?
Yeah. But for now, we're just trying to provide some phrases for celebrities. And not just for celebrities, also for people who come to Japan on business andThey don't speak the best Japanese, but they're in the spotlight, so they have to speak very good Japanese.
Yeah, right.
So, kind of like a bit of an introduction, but also at the same time, some really polite and really impressive Japanese to really wow some people.
Mm-hmm.
Hence,
yes,
this course was born.
He sounds useful.
Definitely.So, yeah, our goal is to one day flick on the TV and see a celebrity or somebody in the spotlight using one of these phrases.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. And not only great for them, great for us too, because usually the Japanese that's spoken by the celebrities on TV is so generic. Everybody says the same thing.
Right.
So we want a little bit of variety. So when people hear that, like, hey, how did you do that? That's not on the cue card. Where did you learn that?
Yeah, right. It would be quite impressive.
Yeah, really impressive. And I think it would definitely win you some more fans.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, Natsuko-san, are you ready?
Yes.
Who is back with us today?
I heard that Johnny Depp is here.
Yes. Our Japanese wow. Johnny Depp is back.
Japanese. That's funny.
So, and yes, we'll be borrowing from the title of their new movie. It's like a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll send them an invoice. Okay, so we got that out of our system. So we're back with the interviewer and Johnny Depp again, our Japanese Johnny Depp. And the interviewer is going to ask a very common question.
Yes.
Now, again, as we said, celebrities are kind of the focus here. But what's good here is that this phrase can be used in a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that a bit later. But interviewer and a Japanese Johnny Depp response.Natsuko-san, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Konkaiwa, atarashii eiga no promotion no tame no rainichi desu ne.
Hai, sou desu.
Dewa, nihon no fan no minasan ni hitokoto onegai shimasu.
Nihon no minasan, konnichiwa. Minasan ni mata oai dekite, totemo ureshii desu. Zehi...新しいパイレーツ・オブ・カリビアンを見てください。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今回は新しい映画のプロモーションのための来日ですね。
はい、そうです。
では、日本のファンの皆さんに一言お願いします。
日本の皆さん、こんにちは。皆さんにまたお会いできて、とても嬉しいです。ぜひ、新しいパイレーツ・オブ・カリビアンを見てください。
次は英語が入ります。
今回は、新しい映画のプロモーションのための来日ですね。
So you came to Japan this time around to promote your new movie?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
では、日本のファンの皆さんに一言お願いします。
Do you have a message for your fans in Japan?
日本の皆さん、こんにちは。皆さんにまたお会いできてとても嬉しいです。ぜひ、新しいパイレーツ・オブ・カリビアンを見てください。
Hello, everyone in Japan. I'm very happy to be able to meet you again. Please go see the new Pirates of the Caribbean.
So, Natsuko-san, what did you think?
He's quite good at speaking Japanese.
Really good.
I was really glad to hear that.
Quite impressive.
Yes.
Our Japanese Johnny Depp. But not only what he said, but not just the Japanese, not just the intonation, the pronunciation, not just that, but actually the content of what he said was what we should really focus on here becauseSome really impressive Japanese.
Okay.
So, before we do that, why don't we take a look at some vocab?
Fan.
Fan. Fans.
Fa. Fan.
And this is taken from the English word fan, of course.
Yes.
And in Japanese, there's no plural, so fan could be one or many. Usually many.
Yeah, right.
Now, there's also a way to say I'm a huge fan.
大ファン
Huge fan. And here we put 大 And this character is big. So literally it means big fan. So big fan.
Yeah.
So if you're a huge fan of something, you say
大ファンです
I am a huge fan. I'm a big fan.
私はイチローの大ファンです
I'm a big fan of Ichiro. Yeah, me too. Actually, I prefer Matsui.
Okay.
And what's the opposite of Daifan?
Ah.
Because whatever that is, that's how I feel towards Matsuzaka.
Why?
Because he's on Boston.
Oh, yeah, you're from New York.
Yes. So whatever, yeah, Daifan, Dewanai desu. All right, there goes our Boston listening base, but Next we have.
Minasan.
Everybody, everyone.
Minasan, minasan.
The word for everyone is actually
minna,
but we attach the polite suffix
san
to increase the politeness level. Now, there's another level we'll get into when we go through this conversation.
Okay.
Oh, fun, fun, fun. Next, we have
一言
One word, single word.
ひとこと
Literally, this is one word.
Yes.
But it should be translated or interpreted as a few words, not just one word.
Yeah.
So in the conversation we have,
ひとことお願いします
It's really a few words, please.
Yes.
And this is why this phrase is really important, because this can be used in lots of situations. We'll get into that in a minute. Then we have,
ぜひ
Certainly.
ぜひ、ぜひ。うれしい。
Happy.
うれしい、うれしい。
Now, if you don't understand what's being said, you could probably just get away with うれしいです。I'm happy. Because chances are they're asking you something about Japan or how are things going and yeah, happy. Stock answer.What do you think, Natsuko-san?
But I think 嬉しいです can't stand alone. You have to explain what you are happy about. So in this case, he says, 皆さんにまたお会いできて嬉しいです。
Finally, we have
新しい
New
新しい新しい
Okay, now let's take a look at this conversation.Natsuko-san, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Give us the first line.
では、日本のファンの皆さんに一言お願いします。
All right. Do you have a message for your fans in Japan? And then so on. But let's get into the sentence and break it down. First we have...
では。
Okay. All right. So this is usually used to either change the topic or get to some kind of wrap things up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, get to your point. Or get to the point, kind of. And here, I guess the interview's winding down. So lastly, do you have something for the Japanese fans? So then we have?
日本の。日本.
Japan.
の.
Here's the possessive. So we have Japan's.
Mm-hmm. Fan.
Japan's fans. And we can also see this as fans of Japan.
No.
Again, possessive. Japan's fans.
皆さん.
Everyone. So all the fans in Japan. All fans of Japan is what we're saying here. But the order actually goes country, fan, and then everybody. All fans of Japan. Then here we have a particle marker.
に.
Two.
一言.
A few words.
お願いします.
Please. So literally, all right. Japan's fans, everybody, two. One word, please. Now let's, what if we start from the back? Please. One word. Two, we can also interpret as four.
Mm-hmm.
Please, a few words for all fans of Japan. Hence, do you have a few words? Do you have a message for your fans in Japan?
Yes. That's a good translation, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, what I like about this phrase so much is this isn't limited to just someone in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many times when I'm out with friends and someone had something good happen. I want them to say, give a speech or I want them to say something.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I can also say,
一言お願いします.
Yeah. In this context, it'd be like, speech, please.
Yes.
Or if someone's in shock. So this is a way for you to get them to say a few words.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have the お願いします, they have to do it. Contract by law.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese language law. Now, Natsuko-san, have you ever used this phrase?
Yeah, 一言お願いします. I use a lot.
Yeah, what kind of situations?
For example, on a birthday party, and you want some speech from the birthday boy or a girl, and then you can ask 一言お願いします.
I got it.
After blowing out the candles.
Yeah. 一言お願いします. Yeah, and you got to clap at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, in context, whenever you want someone to say a few words, speech, this is the phrase to get that done.
Yes.
And you can even leave off the first part. Here we're being very polite. All right, let's move on to the next part.
日本の皆さん、こんにちは.
Hello to everyone in Japan. Let's just take a look here. First we have?
日本.
Japan?
の.
Possessive, Japan's?
皆さん.
Everyone. Japan's everybody. So everyone in Japan.
Yes. こんにちは.
Hello. And this is good afternoon, but here it's kind of a generic greeting, so it's okay. I mean, you're filming it in the studio, you're not sure what time it's going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is a very nice generic greeting. Hello. Now, a couple things here. First, with konnichiwa, you really want to hit the end. Because lots of times foreigners wind up saying, konnichiwa.
Yeah, it works.
But give us that, hit that end for us, Natsuko-san.
こんにちは.
Yeah, try to really hit that end. こんにちは.
Mm-hmm.
And that way...
That way, you really sound like a native Japanese speaker.
Yeah. It's a... こんにちは. And with that, yeah, I think even with that, you definitely turn some heads because people are used to many foreigners saying, こんにちは.
Yeah, こんにちは, like that.
Yeah. So really hit that end. Also... Can we say here, 日本の皆様?
Yes.
What we did here is we substituted sama for san.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, what is sama?
It's the most polite suffix to refer to someone.
Yeah, you're going to hear it with your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spotlight's on you, so everyone's giving you a lot of respect. But if you insert this here, again, you're taking your Japanese to the next level and... people will be surprised. This is the most polite way to address someone. It's really showing and conveying your respect for people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at a business meeting or a very formal situation, this is the way to address the crowd.
Yes.
皆様.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to san. San's okay, but yes. Sama is... packs a bit of a punch, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we have...
皆さんにまたお会いできてとても嬉しいです。
I'm very happy to be able to meet you again. Okay, let's take this apart. First we have...
皆さん.
Everyone.
に.
Here again is a particle, に, and it shows direction. So towards everyone, you're meeting to someone, you're meeting someone.
また.
Again. Now, for someone who hasn't been to Japan before, you're not going to want to use this. Mm-hmm. また.
Yes.
This will get omitted.
Yes.
Then we have?
お会いできて.
Extremely polite Japanese. The grammar behind this is a bit complex. You're going to just have to remember this phrase as is. Natsuko-san, can you break it down?
お会いできて.
And one time fast.
お会いできて.
お会いできて. And literally means... can meet.
Yes, very polite way to say can meet.
Extremely polite. So we have the first part, everyone, again, can meet, literally. And here we translate as, I can meet everyone again.
Yes.
And because he can, we have the next part of the sentence.
とても嬉しいです.
Very happy. Now, in this sentence, there's no subject, there's no I,
mm-hmm.
but it's inferred.
Yes.
So the very happy, which is literally, totemo very, ureshi, happy, very happy, is the I am, is inferred. So I am mm-hmm. very happy.
Yes.
So we translate this all. I am very happy to meet you again. And again, this way, structured this way, is an extremely polite way
mm-hmm.
to address your fans
yes.
and address people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we you know, we're kind of like making the celebrity the spotlight here, but Natsuko-san, this is phenomenal Japanese for anybody.
Yes, sure. You can just say, お会いできてとても嬉しいです.
I'm very happy that I could meet you.
Yes.
Just rise. Where did you learn that?
Yeah.
So for all you celebrities, this is how you want to dress your fans and interviewing people and stuff. But for anybody out there, this is what you want to use. And then finally we have.
ぜひ新しいパイレーツオブカリビアンを見てください.
Please be sure to see the new installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay, shameless plug there for the movie. Again, we'll send the invoice over to the studio. Let's take this apart. What do you have first?
ぜひ.
Certainly, definitely, for sure.
ぜひ, ぜひ.
Followed by?
新しい.
New. Followed by?
Pirates of Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. So, the name of the movie goes here. In this case, it happens to be the new Pirates of the Caribbean. But whatever the movie title is would go here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's followed then by?
を.
Object marker. And finally,
見てください.
Please see. Again, the grammar is beyond the scope of this lesson, but in the end, certainly, new Pirates of the Caribbean, please see. Now, we have to start from the back. Please see the new Pirates of the Caribbean. Certainly. And when we make it into proper English, please be sure to see, and the name of the movie would be here. Whew. Natsuko-san, what do you think?
If Johnny Depp really make a speech this way, I'll definitely go see the movie.
So, until he does,
yeah,
we're not going to go see the movie.
Well, it depends.
I already bought tickets.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Oh, do you want to go?
どうしようかな?
ぜひ来てください. Surely come.
考えておきます.
All right. Okay, long lesson today, but again, yeah, there's some real, real valuable stuff in these lessons. Even though it's kind of, again, focused around celebrities, there's stuff in here that is just extremely useful for you getting around and navigating Japan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Natsuko-san, I think that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また今度!
See you next week!